Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief podcast. I'm Wendy Mitchell. I'm so thrilled to be hosting again this year. We're taking the pulse every day of the market. It's a great way for you to get up to speed as you prepare for your first meeting. Maybe some of you are nursing the opening night hangover today. Every day we're talking to a different trade journalist, and today we're really thrilled to welcome back Elsa Kaslassi, who is now Executive Editor of International at Variety. So welcome, Elsa.
Hi, Wendy. I'm very happy to be here.
Elsa, I'm so glad we get to talk to you. You're one of the smartest journalists out there. I know things are still very early in this festival and market. I think, you know, yesterday a lot of people were talking about protests, but what do you think the mood is at the festival, at the market this year? Do you think we're going to see a lot of business?
Yes, I think buyers and sellers are in a fairly upbeat mood. I mean, of course, the indie market has not yet fully recovered from the pandemic and was impacted by the double strike. But I think a lot of sellers are, you know, had a very busy Sundance Film Festival, and they feel very optimistic about the prospects at the EFM. So the mood was already boosted by the fact that there are some indie foreign language movies nominated at the Oscars. And, you know, they're also doing super well at the specialty box office. I'm talking about Anatomy of a Fall, of course, but also The Zone of Interest. So these are all very good signs. And another good sign is that it's going to be a very festive market. I haven't seen so many parties being organized during the Berlinale for years.
That's always a good measure of how people are feeling, if they're buoyant, if they're buzzing. I like that. Maybe I need a few more invites, though. So what do you think buyers are looking for?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, there's been so many big packages launched over the last few days. And I think a lot of deals are going to be made during and after the market. We know that deals take a slightly longer today to be closed. But I think we're going to see a lot of deals being made here. When I mentioned the big packages, we just saw the Will Smith's project. We saw the Andrea Arnold's Fatherhood starring Scarlett Johansson, Sylvester Stallone in The Epiphany, Michelle Yeoh in Melanie Laurent's Mother, Jacob Elordi in Paul Schrader's O Canada. I mean, all these are really exciting projects, so I'm sure that we're going to see some deals.
What about with the strikes? Maybe production was obviously down a little bit last year.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're seeing all these hot, hot projects being announced. But what about people buying finished films that can maybe launch later in 2024? Do you think there are enough of those out there?
Well, I think there is certainly a gap. There's going to be a gap in the market, in the product, especially from studios. So I think, you know, it's a good opportunity for indie movies to be bought.
Great. We like that. And Elsa, I know you're, first of all, you've been invited to every party in Berlin. So you've got that. And you're busy chasing down news. But
yes.
Are there any films in the festival you're really excited to see?
Well, I was very excited to see Small Things Like These last night, starring Cillian Murphy, produced by Matt Damon. That was a great opening night movie. And there is also The Stranger's Case, a refugee drama starring Omar Sy, but also Spaceman starring Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan. And it's so great to see those big movie stars making truly original films and coming to the Berlinale to present them, even if, you know, they're in the last stretch of the award season.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Sandler working with Chernobyl director Johan Renck. I can't wait to see that, as you said. Last night, I was able to see Levon Aken, the Swedish director's new film Crossing, which opens Panorama. And I just love it. I just fell in love with these characters. Just to mention, Totem is handling sales on that. And before the festival kicked off, Mubi had already snapped up a bunch of big territories on that. When we look at what Variety is writing about, what are some other talking points that you think are coming up this week?
I mean, like we saw yesterday with the very feisty opening press conference, I think the political context is very tense. Of course, this is a film festival, but we're also in the middle of two wars, one in Ukraine, one in Gaza. And Europe is, you know, seeing a rise in populism and far-right politics. So, you know, I think it's great that the Berlinale staged this demonstration for democracy on the red carpet last night. And I think we're going to be talking about that a lot.
Yeah, I think we can't forget the real world. I don't want us to forget the real world this week, even in our film bubble. I know you're taking part in some talks during the official EFM program. Is there anything in particular you want to mention that you're hosting or you're looking forward to listening in on?
Yes, I look forward to seeing a bunch of discussions about AI because it's such a big topic right now. And I also be on stage today with Nick Schumacher of AC Independent. We'll talk about his experience financing, packaging, and distributing indie movies and documentaries. You know, he just had NECAP at Sundance, and he has a bunch of movies and projects that he's shopping here at the EFM.
Yeah, I think Nick's a straight talker. He's going to be honest, and he's really got his finger on the pulse, and I loved NECAP. So I think I'm going to pop along and see you guys later today. Elsa, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have some great scoops coming for the rest of the EFM and remind people to check out what you're writing about on Variety. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's day two at EFM. There is so much going on. The Documentation Center opens its doors. Winston Baker is bringing its European Finance Forum to the Berlinale for the first time. They're going to have amazing speakers from NEOM, Fifth Season, Telepool, WME, Protagonist Pictures, and more. As Elsa just mentioned, there's that fireside chat with Nick Schumacher from Anonymous Content at 2 p.m. He's a super smart guy who really knows what's happening. At 3:15, we start the first of several amazing sessions about working with AI. And this is such a hot topic in the industry, and it's great to see the EFM really delving into this across a number of talks and keynotes. At 5 p.m., a session called Leading Change, Producers at the Wheel, looking at the many challenges that producers face. And what I love about this one, it's not just newcomer producers, it's really established producers talking about how they see leadership in the field and looking at some best practices for producers. And also there's going to be some visions for leadership even beyond the film world. So I think that's a great one. Also to mention, the Cafe Connect opens today, also at the Documentation Center. It's where you can find scheduled meetings, roundtables, walk-in consultations. It's a special meeting place for the documentary industry as well. And hey, you could just go there for a coffee and see who's around. Isn't that a great place to make connections? Cafe Connect, living up to its name. So I hope everybody has a fruitful and inspiring day today at the EFM. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more.